them out of order. The first item is going to be a public hearing on Senate Bill 5526. We have the director here, and we're going to open them for public testimony, and we actually have one person here scheduled to testify. Sheriff Anderson, will you please come forward?
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair and Committee. My name is Todd Anderson, the Sheriff of Tillama County, and also here representing the Oregon State Sheriff's Association. Here to support Senate Bill 5526, which is the State Marine Board budget. As I think many folks are aware, in the times right now where many counties are looking at the possibility of significant cuts because of the federal safety net not being there, the State Marine Board has provided a stable funding for sheriff's offices and state police throughout the state of Oregon. As you know, marine safety in the state of Oregon is a priority, and the sheriffs of Oregon wholeheartedly support the budget of the Oregon State Marine Board. We partner with a lot of different state agencies, but I would like to say that the Oregon State Marine Board is one of the best partners that we've worked with. They sit down at the table, they work with us. If there's any differences, those differences are worked out. Their priority truly is marine safety. In Tillama County, unfortunately, we have a number of boating fatalities every year. And we're with the funds that are contracted by the Oregon State Marine Board allows Tillama County to hire 3 full-time deputies and also the platforms of the boats that those deputies work on. The deputies work on the bays, the rivers, and the ocean, and in many cases have been awarded life-saving awards for pulling people out of the water who, had they not been there, would have died as a result. So this program for Tillama County is paramount. You know, my entire number of criminal deputies, which include the 3 marine deputies, is about 25. So 15% of my staffing that goes out and does enforcement-type work comes from the Oregon State Marine Board. As I said before, they're a great partner to work with. They help sheriff's offices throughout the state. 32 of the 36 counties in Oregon have a program that's supported by the Oregon State Marine Board. I would urge you to support this budget.
Thank you very much, Sheriff Anderson. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much for making the trip today. And I don't believe we have anyone else to testify. Is there any closing remarks you wanted to make, Mr.? Okay. Well, with that, we will close the public hearing, and we'll probably see you, I think, in a reasonable period of time, which is probably long before June 28th or 29th, whenever we finish. And we'll go on to our next item on the agenda, which is a public hearing and work session on the Department of Agriculture request to apply for a federal grant. We have Lisa Hansen here.
Actually.
We did. I don't believe so.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Lauren Henderson's here from the department. I'd also just note that the application was due last Tuesday, and so the department has gone ahead and submitted the application. They gave us this letter over a week ago. It's taken some time to get it scheduled in the subcommittee, so I wanted to let you and the committee know that it's of no fault of the department that they're here a couple days after they've already submitted the application. And I also believe that they've submitted the application for less than what you see in the analysis when the final tally came in, and I'll let Mr. Henderson from the department explain that to
okay.
you.
Okay. Just to clarify here, do you actually have a Lisa Hansen who's a deputy director?
We absolutely do.
Okay. Okay.
I've met her. I can vouch for her.
So please identify yourself again and proceed.
Good morning, Chair Devlin and members of the committee. Lauren Henderson with the Oregon Department of Agriculture, Assistant Director. We're here today to, on behalf of the Nature Conservancy, requesting approval to apply for a Cooperative Endangered Species Conservation Fund, commonly known as a Section 6 federal grant. And the purpose of the grant is to acquire a conservation easement to protect and enhance populations of the federally threatened and endangered Spalding's catchfly. Previously, in the last e-board, we were also here on the Zalmot Prairie, and there was an acquisition of a similar piece of property, and this property is adjacent to that. They have a willing landowner and are in those discussions currently. As Paul mentioned, we have already submitted, and I just received word from the Nature Conservancy that they were able to lower the amount that is being requested to, I believe, an amount of $557,000. And they will be matching that with private funds, possibly an OWEB grant in the amount of $450,000.
Yes, Representing Trump.
In regards then to your the amount that you're going to offset for administrative costs, is that going to be reduced since it's a percentage?
We've charged kind of a flat fee of $7,000 for each one of these done. That seems to work out with the amount of time.
And that covers your...
Yes.
Additional questions from the committee?
Just a comment, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Since I'm representing this area, this has been this purchase of this land has been ongoing for a couple of years, and I'm happy to see that they resolved it with the conservation easement. But I know that there was some pretty tense moments from both sides on this thing, and so I'm happy to see they resolved it in some manner.
Any additional comments? Is there a motion to approve the grant request?
So moved.
Okay. It's been moved to approve the grant request. Any comments before we go to a vote? Hearing none, are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, motion passes. Now, this is quicker than I anticipated.
What a great chair. What a chair.
Just to let people know, we go to the Land Use Board of Appeals on Monday. That is supposed to be, we're going to try to keep that presentation to only about an hour. But the reason is Analyst Farr is going to be the person having that, and she's also the person that does a lot of performance measures. So we're asking members of the committee if they have any questions about performance measures and the development of them, that might be a good day to ask them. And then we are done with the agencies that will be less controversial, and we start in with DSL on Tuesday.
And then we have work sessions on three of the budgets that we've heard, correct?
Yeah, next Thursday. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. So with that, we're adjourned.